Hello.
Hello.
Mr. Deloach, sir.
Hello.
Who is this?
Mr. Deloach, FBI.
Deke?
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
How are you? Glad to hear you.
Well, glad to hear you, sir. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Appreciated your sweet thoughtfulness. And
I felt very sincerely about that, Mr. President.
I know you did. Did Jack talk to you? I've forgotten whether I asked him earlier in the day to call you about Don Cook.
Yes, sir. He gave me the background, and I ordered an investigation, which has already been started.
All right. I wonder if you've got anything in your files about him when you had last tonight. He's got a Q clearance.
Yes, sir.
And I just wondered if he had been chairman of the SEC. And if you don't mind, look up and see if you've got anything on him and tell me where we start from. And then let's get a full one as soon as we can.
I'll do that immediately, sir.
Also, John Macy.
Yes, sir.
He's chairman of civil service, and I'm sure you must have had one on him.
Mr. President, I've got that over on the way to Mildred right now. Mildred Stegall, we investigated him in 1961.
All right, and we better bring him up to date then?
Yes, sir, it would be a good idea. He's fairly clean as of this time.
Yeah, we'll get him right on up to date and do it, begin on it tonight, and it's a must and a quick one because very confidentially between us, he's been very careful and very scrutinizing and rather tough in his selection of people for me, and I rather think that I'm going to have him going over a lot of these State Department people and embassy people and other people naming an ambassador to Jamaica and stuff.
Yes,
and I don't want a man that is not in good shape himself.
Yes, sir.
But I'm holding up a good many appointments. Some of them will be judges. Some of them will be district attorneys and stuff like that. And I want to be sure I've got a good man doing it.
Yes, sir.
I can't believe he'd be chairman of civil service and not be good, but I don't know. I got a rather blue report today on our friend.
I'm sorry to hear that, Mr. President.
Has Mildred talked to you since she saw him?
No, sir, not since last Thursday.
Well, you ought to talk to her the first time you're over here.
All right, sir.
Just get her. She thinks he's a very sick man.
Well, I agree. I think he is, Mr. President. The way he talked to her with me and his insistence upon that statement that he wanted to give us, which was completely nebulous in nature. And I encouraged both Ford, Abe, and Mildred that I didn't think it would be a good idea to have that in FBI files. If he wanted it to be in there, let him think it was being put in there, but frankly, it just didn't amount to a thing in the world.
Well, she just talked to him, and she says that he is solely and wholly dependent on Marjorie, and that she's the heroine of the thing, and she's the only one that really stood by him all the time, and that he's that state of mind, and that she's not, Mildred says she didn't want him to be that dependent on her.
Yes, sir. I think
so. That's dangerous.
It sure is. Yes, sir.
I guess the best thing to do would be try to encourage him to get back under a good psychiatrist, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir. I think that'd be a fine idea, Mr. President, or something that will occupy his mind. He has too much loose time now, and Walter needs to, he needs to have a period of rehabilitation. If he could be doing just some little something, which would show faith and confidence in him, I think would help out to some extent. I don't think it necessarily should be tied into you in any way, but if someone else could give him some semblance of responsibility.
Well, it really troubles me.
I think he's going to shake loose of it, Mr. President. It's going to take a long time.
Well, as a local, I want you to check Howard Corcoran, too.
Yes, sir.
He's a lawyer with Jim Rowe and Tommy Corcoran and Youngman. It's Corcoran, Youngman, and Rowe.
Yes, sir.
So get over there and really go after that one as soon as you can.
All right, sir.
He's Tom Corcoran's brother.
That'll be started today, too.
And he has been an assistant district attorney at some time or other in New York. But mainly, I think his record in the past will be back up there. You can have some on that. But I'd really go to right up to the minute on this because I'm considering him for a high appointment.
Very good, sir.
But the Don Cook ought to have all priority. Booker, do you know him?
No, sir, I don't.
He used to be executive assistant Tom Clark.
Yes, sir.
Where were you in the days of Clark?
I was out
down in the ranks?
Yes, sir. I was just a lowly agent, Mr. President.
Well, okay. You know Ramsey over there?
Yes, sir. I know him very well.
Y'all get along with him good?
We don't have too much contact with him because of the nature of his responsibilities, but we've had him at a National Academy graduation. He handles himself very well. He's a very quiet, serious man.
Yes, I think he's a good person, and I'm thinking of moving him along up the way some, and I'd like to get the man's evaluation of him. I don't want to be in a position of saying that I'm calling him to recommend places for the other fella, but I'd like to see if he knows him and what off the record his evaluation is. I have the impression that he's sincere and steady and solid and earnest boy and of some ability, and I don't think he's any genius or any of these on these Harvard 5-8ers, but I think he's solid and good and dependable.
Yes, sir.
But to ask your boss if he has an evaluation, I would be thinking of him for a little promotion, but not for the top spot, but for one of the others, maybe one that handled men and
yes, sir.
Appointments and things of that kind. And
yes, sir.
Picking people, which is pretty damned important.
Yes, sir. Mr. President, on Donald Cook again, shall I call Jack Villeney and give him a rundown this afternoon?
Yeah, if you get anything on him that looks good or bad, call me.
All right, sir.
Because I'm really thinking about punching a button on him pretty quick.
Yes, sir.
And he's been chairman of the SEC, and he's a great friend of Rayburn's, and he's president of the American Electric Power and Light. He makes about $250,000 a year now, and SEC is a good source for you, and Justice Clark would be a good source for you, and New York people where he lives and what he does, and the utility people he owns, the utility companies in Virginia, West Virginia, and Indiana, and Ohio, and Illinois, and so you'll have to get out to several of those places, I imagine, but just see what you've got on him, if there's any liberal crackpot deals. I won't know them right away because I'm trying to talk him into something, and I'm not going to clear it till I get your full approval, but I might not go as strong on him if I found something that kind of concerned me a little.
Yes, sir. I'll do that right away, my brother. Yes, sir.
Ready?